The Israeli government and diplomats in Jerusalem today announced envoys from the quartet of international powers trying to mediate peace in the Middle East will meet in the city next week for the first time since Palestinian Islamists seized control of the Gaza Strip. Aid agencies today warned of a major humanitarian crisis in the Hamas-held Gaza Strip. There are warnings that food stocks could run out in 2 weeks unless Israel's cargo blockade eases further. Meanwhile, letters of support are still coming into the territory's small Christian community after Islamic militants burned down a Catholic school and convent. One of them came from the Archbishop of Liverpool, Patrick Kelly, who visited Gaza earlier this year and shared his message with us.
First of all, is to continue in two things, their fidelity to our Lord, but also we saw when we were there the way they were related to the people of the Muslim religion and seeking to play their part in the whole of society. The second is the reason why Gaza matters to all of us who are followers of our Lord. It was on the road from Jerusalem to Gaza that Philip preached our Lord to the Ethiopian and used as his text the suffering servant song from the prophet Isaiah, which the Ethiopian had been reading in his chariot. And that suffering servant song, although primarily, of course, about our Lord himself, remains for all of us the assurance that through suffering we can, by our patience, by our mercy, bring you hope in even the darkest situations.